Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
My older brother John has always been the eccentric in the family. He's the one whose tongue is sticking out in every family portrait taken from early childhood until he left for college. He's the one who mounted a Clinton lawnmower engine on his Raleigh bicycle and took off looking for real motorcycles to drag race. And he's the one the teachers picked to wrestle the giant gyroscope in front of the entire Jordan Junior High School Science Assembly. By seventh grade, John was deeply engrossed in reading Zen Buddhism. By the 10th grade, he was planning to join the Green Berets. And he was featured in the Palo Alto Times as the only one at the high school to achieve a perfect 400 on the Marine Corps physical fitness test. Needless to say, he lettered in all competitive sports. John went off to college, and changes in his personality soon became evident. His motivation to join the special forces and sports were severely clipped when someone fed him marijuana while in his sophomore year. When he came home for Christmas vacation, he had mellowed considerably, but it wasn't long before he started lecturing me about my lack of discernment when it came to my choices of fast food for my soul. "You are what you eat," he continued his lecture. "You are or can become what you are thinking or hearing while you're eating." One evening, as we were eating dinner, he began lecturing me about my grossly inappropriate table conversation and the potential damage to his vulnerable psyche. I decided to test his theory by blurting out, "Dog do," just as his mouth was closing down on a huge forkful of mixed green salad. Well, I guess his theory was correct, as he became instantly enraged. He stood up, grabbed the large family-style salad bowl, and dumped the contents all over my head. John returned to college that fall and switched his major from what I had assumed was military science to fine arts, and he forgot all about the Green Berets. By the next summer, he was meditating morning, noon, and night. But John didn't just meditate. There was a complete lifestyle and ritual revolving around his new program. Even after he graduated and married, everyone in his household had to be totally silent and tiptoe or face his wrath until he signaled in some mystical fashion the completion of his early morning sessions. John was living in Aptos, California, near Santa Cruz, teaching art at the local community college when I came for a most memorable visit. Every afternoon, following classes, John's daily routine included a stop at a local fruit and vegetable stand where he'd load up on ingredients for the evening meal, which invariably consisted of fruit smoothies and a major production salad. He became deeply engrossed in the zen of dicing, chopping, and peeling the fruits for his special blended smoothies, which everyone was obligated to drink. They were good. Then he'd begin cutting, chopping, and grating mounds of salad ingredients with the exact same expression on his face as during the morning meditation sessions. You have to understand that John didn't just toss a salad. Nope, everything he did had a ceremonial and ritualistic seriousness connected with it. John owned a state-of-the-art salad dryer spinner with a wire mesh ball attached to a 2-foot chain. After dicing, he would load the salad through a trap door in his little wire mesh Sputnik and run water through it for a very long time. He wouldn't simply shake out the Sputnik in the sink. No, that wasn't good enough. John's house was one block from the ocean on Sea Cliff Drive, where the houses typically have living spaces and decks on the second story to maximize the ocean views, with garages, bedrooms, and entries below. John would rush the dripping orb out to his second-story deck, pause by the railing, gaze out over the Pacific, inhale deeply, and then begin swinging the salad globe by the tether end of the chain, just like a baseball pitcher's windup. One balmy August afternoon, John delivered us all our daily dose of fruit smoothies, and then he went to the far corner of the deck to begin his ritual spinning of the salad sputnik. We were pretty much ignoring him until we heard the sound of metal snapping. We turned just in time to see the salad sputnik sail high into the air. Time went in slow motion as we watched John's globe arc high over the neighborhood and head on a perfect trajectory for Bill and Bonnie's second-story deck next door, where they just happened to be sitting sipping their evening cocktails. The sputnik reached maximum velocity and arc as it crashed in an exploding mass, splattering vegetable matter all over Bill and Bonnie, their picnic table, their sliding glass door, and decking. I laughed for hours. I still laugh when I think of it, but not John. He was busy cussing and sputtering with a look of utter disbelief that his connecting chain could have possibly failed him. Ever since, tossed salad has had a special meaning for me, and I'd like to think it has for my brother John, too. You see him wearing the bags, ratchet sandals, too.
Everybody's got something. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The Foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station. Everybody's got surfing, surfing USA.